we're not dementia friendly, and I think people are scared of dementia. I think carers are scared of dementia, and I think society is scared of dementia. So what I would say is we have to change that perception.
That's Dr. Ellis Rickwood, who's a GP here in Wetherby. Now, today, he's had the opportunity to sit down and question the Health Minister. Jeremy Hunt has been here speaking to people who have dementia and their families to find out how the condition has affected them.
My mother has early signs of dementia, but she's also struggling with actually the diagnosis and admitting that there is a problem in the first place. That's part of a society problem, I think, in that people are very reluctant to accept the D word, and I feel we have to be more out there and use the media actually to show positive role models about dementia, that people can lead to normal lives.
I think it's really important to remember the dad that I had 20 years ago, who had a very good sense of humour. He was very vivacious, very bright, very articulate man, and occasionally you still see glimpses of that. It's very hard watching one of your parents go downhill very, very slowly.
The problem with dementia is that you live a secluded life and you only deal with certain things like getting up and getting dressed and showered and shaving and down for a meal and hoping your wife's brought it.
Small tasks can be quite a challenge, I understand.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Oh, well, I feel a bit of an idiot if you forget somebody's name, yeah.
But you shouldn't have to, should you? It's just
well,
the way it is.
You know, how old am I now? I'm 89. So, you know, I'm getting a bit worn.
Today's all about trying to make the area dementia-friendly, or at least that's the idea of Alex Shelbrook, who's the MP for Elmet and Rothwell. He wants to make his constituency the first in the whole of the UK to be dementia-friendly, so I asked the Health Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, whether this was possible.
We have a million more over 65s than we had at the time of the last election. It's a massive challenge for the health and social care system. And I wanted to come here because the local MP, Alex Shelbrook, has said he wants Elmet and Rothwell to be the first dementia-friendly constituency in the country.
What does dementia-friendly mean, really?
Well, it means lots of things, but at its most basic, people with dementia want to lead the same normal lives that we all want to lead. They want to be able to go to the shops, they want to be able to go to the library, go to see their GP. This is not something the NHS can do on its own. It's about changing attitudes across society.
At a time when we're hearing about so much financial cutbacks in the NHS and we're hearing that dementia diagnosis is getting better, so we're getting more and more people diagnosed, can we afford it?
Irrespective of the economic situation, the truth is that we've ignored people with dementia for too long. It's the most terrifying disease for people over the age of 50, and one in three of us will get it. And we haven't really liked to talk about it. And this is part of bringing it out and learning that there's a lot you can do.